The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger bean town, bro. Boy, I from bean town, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break tell it grieve me. Boy, I do in the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000.
Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres on Guardian Radio every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Telephone numbers tonight on Guardian Radio are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. Our producer today is none other than Wally, who has been here from inception. And I always tell the callers, this is the guy who keeps the callers in check, and he keeps the hosts in check. So remember those names, and maybe you could stay on the airwaves a little longer when you run on too much. All right, today we have a special guest in studios, Mr. Conkalea. But you know I like to call him Conk, Mr. Environment Man. These are some of the most important people in our country. They're fighting for a cause that is just. You know, most people don't understand how important the environment are. If you take a look at the countries around the world who have been flash flooding, etc., deforestation, we're seeing where Antarctica is now melting. And NASA itself, Conkalea, said because of these man-made disasters that we have caused upon ourselves, that the sun is even getting hotter,
hot
than usual. So for many of us who, you know, don't believe in, I don't believe in religion, I believe that there's a higher authority. I believe that the earth is the mother of all mankind, whether it's man, woman, every animal. Because the earth itself is living, and I think we're treating the earth so bad, and the earth is fighting back. And maybe, if we listen, we can solve many of our problems. You know, I don't understand why they took Captain Planet off of ZNS TV 13, or I mean, it used to come on Saturdays. You know, Captain Planet was so educational, you know, Conkalea.
Yeah.
So anyway, before we get to our topic, we're going to talk about the environment. We're going to talk a little bit of COVID-19. We're going to talk about the environment, second half of the show. And then we're going to, you know, we always knock a little out of different topics because sometimes it ain't good to have a whole show on just on one topic. Maybe we could hit a couple other topics in one and it make sense. People get to understand the points and views. Listen to some of the callers who call in on Friday and get their point of views, and we make a lot of sense. Yeah, so we're going to begin. I just want to say, you know, I commend the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas for not locking us down in this last surge of COVID-19. You know, I think that was a smart move. I think if we did get locked down, that would have put a lot of stress on us as individuals in the country who are already done struggling and trying to make a rebound. I could see the financial sector is very happy. I could see the tourism sector is gradually increasing the tourist visitors that are visiting our shore. So we are starting to open back up, but then we have a surge with this COVID-19. And like we've been saying all along, you know, I don't have a personal problem with the competent authority. Me as an individual, I'm speaking for me, as an individual felt that he can do things a little better. But who am I? I'm not in leadership. I mean, I lead in my perspective neighborhood, in my respective fields. You know, sometimes they're experts. So who is me to judge? I mean, I could judge on some instances, but even if I don't like some of the decision that was made by the prime minister, maybe some of it was beneficial and some of it was not beneficial. But in this case, we saw where he made the right choice, because COVID-19 is going to stay with us for a while. We're going to have to live with those who pass away with the symptoms of COVID-19. We're going to have to encourage persons out there who want to receive the vaccine, can receive the vaccine, but we also have to educate people on what is in the vaccine if you want to take the vaccine, right? It should not be mandatory. I see government is running away from that. They should always make it.
Well, they're trying to make it look like they will make it mandatory. Yeah.
They look like?
Well, I mean, that's the way they, how they sound.
Well, you don't go in that. you said talking to Mike. Sorry. You could put it to you, Conker Leo.
Yeah.
So you can't force persons to take something they don't want, because...
No, it's not forcing, you know. I mean, it's how you word things.
Okay.
You know, everybody who have a little bit of intelligence, right, mm-hmm. could pick up when you trying to implement something without saying, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
You could read between the lines. It's called intuition.
Yeah.
Yes. So we could read between the lines, because we saw in some incidents, like week before last, I made a comment on the show where I was concerning the Deputy Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, the Honorable Desmond Bannister. He made reference to the scroll workers when he said they would not be immediately opening because of the low vaccination that occurred at the scroll market. And because it's a tourist destination and many of the vendors themselves didn't get vaccinated, he said that it's not going to be likely that the scroll market open unless most persons get vaccinated. So this is what you're talking about.
See, we
can read between the lines. They're not forcing you, but then because of your livelihood and your business or your work.
See, Scrooge, a lot of people don't have a problem with being vaccinated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People have a problem of being vaccinated with a vaccine, what is actually called experimental.
Yes.
And they're not saying that. They're saying vaccine, you know, it's still inside the testing stage. Now, you can be vaccinated. Example, like me, I'm married, and me and my wife take it upon ourselves. She got both shots. Mm-hmm. I tell her, honey, this is an experimental vaccine. I don't think a tourist should take it one time.
Mm.
You know, if you want to take it, it's fine with me. I got to watch you. I got to tend to you. Anything happen, I could deal with you. But if two of us take it and something go wrong with two of us, how I could take care of you, you could take care of me.
Wow.
So I take the road of saying, you take this, I watch you for a period of time. And then if I want to, I will go ahead and take it. But I see, because it's still an experimental vaccine.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So people got to understand, you know, don't force people to do something.
Mm.
By you making your own decisions, you can make your own decisions. Now, if you keep telling people, go take the vaccine, go take the vaccine, go take the vaccine, people start saying, hold on. Why he so hard up for me to take this thing?
Mm.
So you got to be careful how you give the message out.
Yes.
It's how you give the message, you know.
Mm. I agree.
You know, for me personally, if I was the prime minister, you know, I would talk about all the issues in the country.
Mm-hmm.
All the issues as a policymaker.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to the part of talking about the science and this, I wasn't taking on a responsibility. I was going to say, listen, I could bring the professionals to tell you all what's going on.
Yes.
Everything happened in the country, I was going to talk about that. Then when it comes to the COVID part, I call in the professional up and put the professional on the
podium.
On the podium.
On a regular basis. Yeah, so this is a weekly thing. So you know what I said?
I am not going to take on that responsibility, because he took on that responsibility, he's getting the feedback. The feedback and the lashback. See, so a lot of times you ain't got to take that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you do things.
Yes.
You know?
Making sense.
Yeah, man. It's how you do things.
So let me ask you a question. How are you're making sense? So in other words, okay, you're talking about him having the professionals who are experienced. You're talking about the health professionals, and they could be from the Caribbean.
No, the person who's in charge of spearheading what's going on in our country with the COVID for that press conference,
mm-hmm.
man, that person could be there. If I was the prime minister, that place is gonna be there. All
right.
And when I was gonna address the nation
mm-hmm.
on what's going on, mm-hmm. how we doing this. But when it comes to the science of that COVID-19, I was gonna say, any of your folks, I have the professional mm-hmm. to give you all the information she needs to deal with this COVID, okay? And that I was gonna let that person go on, and I was gone.
Yes. Good point. But here's the thing. Jesse. Yeah, we had the phrase pros and cons. Okay. Now, Jesse, the government and the World Health Organization is telling us to take the vaccine. Okay. If you listen to many of the discussion that goes on in America, and especially the Senate with Dr. Fauci, you would see where many persons themselves were saying, what is in the vaccine? But in the Bahamas, we have had numerous components in America and around the world, even with the China, where the outbreak started, they show you what screen it was, right?
Yeah.
And they told you exactly what is in the vaccine. Here in the country, they're asking us to take the vaccine. I don't have a problem with no one taking the vaccine, but we have seen
pro-choice. It's pro-choice.
Yeah. It's pro-choice. But at the same time, we're in the country, but you have not told us exactly what is in the vaccine. So when you have these professionals come up, representing government and give us the information and giving us the education, we also need to see the pros and cons on, well, what is in the vaccine? So what is in Johnson & Johnson?
Scrooge. Let me tell you something. You want to see a powerful individual
mm-hmm.
call the prime minister?
Mm-hmm.
Let that prime minister, I don't care who the prime minister is, let that prime minister make the Bahamian people feel wanted.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Whenever that prime minister, see, you have prime people who will defend the prime minister, who will do anything.
That's special for the interest group.
No. I'm talking. That's what I mean, the party supporters. I don't get involved with the party politics.
No, that's what I'm saying. Special interest.
The real deal. I'm talking about, okay, example. If you were the prime minister, right?
Mm.
You're not going to do everything right.
No.
For everybody.
No.
All right? But you're gonna do what you think is right for the vast majority of the citizens.
Of course.
Right? Now, by you doing for the vast amount for the citizens, right? They gonna love you. They gonna like you.
It's a great effect. Yes, and afterwards, a great effect.
You can't talk bad with my prime minister. People defend people who defend them.
Yes. And right now in the country has been in decline in defending the leaders of the country in the last 15, 20 years.
You can't defend somebody when they ain't telling you something that you believe in.
Yes, that's why we've had one and done.
See, you can't use the other word, you know what I mean? But if somebody is actually talking to you,
mm-hmm.
right, and they ain't being as truthful as to you, how you feel.
Right.
Because it's only how you feel.
Right.
You don't feel like it's the truth. You can't defend a person.
Right. Point exactly. See, this is what is hard for us and many of us can't accept, you know, because we're seeing world news, you know, and everyone has phone. And phone right now is a computer and it's connected to the world.
Yeah.
And we're seeing information just like how the prime ministers of the world are seeing information. Now, they might have high-tech information that's secretly given to them concerning these matters, because there are certain things confidential, only that the prime minister knows. The deputy prime minister doesn't even know, okay?
Yeah.
I know this personally because under the Christie administration, working along with Sir Lyndon Penland, but under the Christie administration, I learned a lot from Mr. Christie because I went to move out with him, and I learned about what the
real
power
politics.
and the real politics about it is,
yeah.
He gets briefed from all the permanent secretary from all the departments, him one, not with no deputy prime minister. It's up to him if he wants the deputy prime minister or the minister of national security there. So he's actually the executive of the country.
Yeah.
And I get to learn a lot of stuff. Okay? So that alone teaches me. And with this COVID-19, okay, like I give reference when I said that, you know,
school, which I know it's going to be a problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know COVID was going to be a problem for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the one reason why I say that is because, remember now, me and my wife were stuck in the States. Remember that?
Yeah, right? I remember that.
And when we came home, how they handled that,
mm-hmm.
I was afraid.
Yeah.
Because when I was inside the States, the doctors, them, because I had to be back and forth, I had to keep talking to doctors, them, what I should do, what I shouldn't do, because I'm going to be on the road, what I'm going to be doing. And they was advising me what I should do. And they allowed me to come in the hospital for a certain time. Then afterwards, I couldn't go to the hospital at all to see my wife. Period, right?
They isolate you.
Yeah, I couldn't visit her at all.
They isolate you and her.
Until she came out of the hospital, right? And then we was locked down inside the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We had a doctor used to come inside there. All masked up and everything. I'd had everything in the whole hotel sanitized. When this doctor walk inside the hotel room, he walk inside there with his mask on, his thing on his foot and everything, you know, and he tend to my wife and he leave. And we make sure to all the protocols. So when I was coming back home, I thought I know the Bahamas could be on top. Man, when I reach home, first thing they do is they take all everybody's passport.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So your constitutional rights got
They take everybody's passport. They didn't even tell us nothing.
No, but that was against your constitution.
I didn't know what's going on.
See, listen, you gotta pay in mind. Listen closely. You hear how you was treated in the States?
Yeah.
All right, in a foreign land. All right. But when you came to the Bahamas, you said your passport got took away.
No. My passport, everybody who was on that plane, we didn't know what was going on, you know.
My point is, let me just explain this to you. All right? First of all, you just came from a hectic experience, right? Your wife is diagnosed.
I have a sick wife.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, you are again returning back to your country where you're a citizen and you pay his taxes, right? Yeah. You were not informed that when you reach to your international airport, right, which your constitution protects you as an individual, a self-individual.
Yeah.
All right? The constitution... See, people don't understand the constitution.
I live by the constitution.
All right. The constitution don't understand, it's for everyone, right?
Yeah.
It says everyone, but it's for an individual. All right? That's why Martin Luther King said, injustice done to one is injustice done to all. All right? So when you and your wife passport was taken without you knowing, that was against your constitutional
rights. They asked for it.
They took it, but they was never informed you. See, first of all, it's policies. See, if you was in America, before they do that, they would have sent you some type of information concerning that when you hit Nassau International Airport.
No, we didn't know nothing.
That's again, y'all was against.
We didn't know nothing. All we know.
Continue then. What would happen to you then?
All we know is the starters tell us
that back home.
And immigration officer walk on the plane with a little small box, and he walked down the line.
That's called escape.
Everybody's passport was taken away, right? And I looking out through the window, and I see these big buses, right? I look at my wife and say, "What's going on?" She say, "I know." Then afterwards, they tell us to go and pick out the bikes and to put on the bus, right?
So why are you going home?
I tried to figure out. I tell you the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I got an email and everything, and then, you know, they could... All of a sudden, I'm putting my stuff on this bus, and I'm on the bus, and the driver, I say, driver, where we going?
You think you're going home, mate?
He looking at me like, I say, driver, listen, hold on now, I know you.
You know you?
What's going on, buddy? Because I lost.
The driver can't help you.
So he say, all he says, buddy, they take all our telephone before we come here. He say they take all our phones and we can't they no picture communicate that.
Why?
They take all the drivers' phones.
Listen, everyone constitutional rights was taken away right there by the powers to be. Always remember that. See, all that's a violation.
But see, school, that wasn't the scary part.
What's the scary part now?
The scary part is when we got to the spot.
What spot?
The spot, the hotel where they're supposed to be.
This is supposed to be the hotel, not the living, those who
just come in, right?
Close contact.
All I see is everybody pile up over there. I tell the wife, don't go over there.
Mm-hmm.
She in the wheelchair now.
Uh-huh.
I tell her, you stay in here.
Uh-huh.
We wait until everybody roll out. Then we gang and find out what's going on. Because I wasn't getting clustered up because we didn't learn from being in the States.
So y'all,
if he was in the States all the time and we ain't catch COVID, why would we want to come home to catch it?
All right.
You know what I mean? We don't know what we need to do.
All right.
All right? So after everybody gone, when we go on, they say, this is your room. I said, what room? So we go on the elevator. I said, what's going on? What room are they talking about?
You watching Resident Evil? Remember Resident Evil? All this happened in Resident Evil.
We go up on the second floor, where the elevator open up. All I see is Defense Force officers on the floor, right?
Try get away.
So I say, hold on.
You get shooting your hip.
I say, hold on. What happened? Man. I say, so when we go inside, we can't come back out. The woman say, no, once y'all go in your room, y'all can't come back out. I say, let's go back downstairs. She said, why? I say, let's go back downstairs. I went back downstairs. I say, listen, hold on. Y'all pushing me upstairs. Y'all ain't talk to me. Y'all ain't ask me nothing.
Are you free? I'm asking the question. Can you go home?
So afterwards, somebody saw my wife and they say, only y'all two live together. So he said, yeah, we supposed to quarantine at home. Then they sent us over to some nurses to get processes, right? This is the scary part about this group. After we get processed, they give us the doctor write on something on the back of the paper saying to release. When they push everything outside, they had the Defense Force officers by the gate, right? This is where they dropped the ball. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Defense Force officers at the gate and no Defense Force officers was checking to see what cars or who was picking up the people who came from the States.
Huh?
I started, right? The first thing you're supposed to do, if you picking up somebody, a potential person coming from the United States, they're supposed to get your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about you want contact tracing, right?
Uh-huh.
So why didn't make sure who was getting picked up? Leave your telephone, your name and phone number, where you live, information on the place to get pickups. So if anything go wrong, we know you was the one who pick up John Doe. You was the one who pick up Mary Sue.
Mm-hmm.
All right? My mother-in-law pick us up. They ain't ask her nothing. They ain't say nothing to her. We put everything inside the van, and she drop us home. Mm-hmm. I look at my wife, I say, no, man, you don't do that. They supposed to take her information from her.
Yes. That's
the first thing I know they dropped the ball on. And believe it or not, me and my wife going home, they never came to the house. Never came to the house. Never, ever came to the house. To see if we live to the address where we say we was living.
They didn't enforce the protocol. Right?
And they dropped the ball.
Yeah, they dropped the ball.
They dropped the ball. You see?
They took your rights away.
They dropped the ball, right? The first day, because I was a law-abiding citizen, I don't want to get ketchup and no fine or nothing like that. I stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
I was used to being locked down in the hotel, so right. I was cool.
Right.
Once I was home, I was cool, right? Scrooge, after the first day, they don't want to come around. After the second day, you know what he come call nothing. After the third day, you don't want to say nothing to us. I think after the fourth day, I tell my wife, I say, this ain't right, you know. This ain't right. So, you know, because I'm a social media guy.
Yeah.
I say, let me put on social media.
I saw you. You look like a werewolf, man.
Yeah. No, I said, let me put on social media.
You're so bad.
That no one being here.
Uh-huh.
I say, boy, that's terrible. They dropped the ball. Like, ain't no one even being here. Right after I put on social media, somebody must be forwarded somebody. Phone ring. My wife answered the phone. They want to speak to my wife. They want to speak to me. Oh, Mr. Rule. I say, yes. I say, man, y'all dropped the ball, man. Y'all ain't even check, see if he was alive. Y'all ain't check to see if he had temperature. We nothing. Do you know when they came there? After 5 days.
Mm.
5 days, Scrooge. Mm. Then they came there inside the Defense Force bus. The lady came with a mask on, all cover up and everything. Came in the house with thermometers. And they asked us questions, how much batteries we get in the house. Blah, 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 talk to us for a little while. Then because of that, they call us every day after that.
Wow.
Every day, I would get a call after that.
That's good.
You know? But so I always say to Bahamians, when you inside a situation where the system is broken, it's your job to report it. The yes. system yes. so they can fix it.
Yes.
If you don't say nothing, they don't do nothing.
Yes.
Only because I open up my mouth, things has happened, you know.
I agree.
And Bahamians got to understand, they are protected by the Constitution.
Mm.
So they need to voice their opinion.
Yes.
Don't care that one don't like you.
Doesn't
don't
matter.
Care that one mad at you. You have a constitutional right to say what you want to say in your country.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's democracy.
And okay, example like me. I used to travel all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think that I ain't gonna want to travel all over the world? I still gonna want to travel all over the world. So if it's gonna be mandatory in some part of the world for a particular vaccine, I gotta be watching to see what's the best interest
options.
For me. Because I have a place to be traveling, but I don't need you
to tell me.
To tell me nothing. Don't tell me nothing.
That's what democracy said.
You see? See, yeah. No, see, I'm a grown man.
Right.
I have choices.
Yes.
You know?
And that's
give us the opportunity to build our own choices.
Right. And that's what democracy is.
Yeah.
Just like when we vote.
But when you start talking about, the only way this can happen, hold on. It don't work like that.
All right. All your thoughts, the producer, Mr. Wally, said we have to take a break. Please don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on Inside the Inner City in a minute or two.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love in the show not for pity. Ain't no love cause you ain't around. You were mine, oh, I was feeling so good, cause your love lit up this whole neighborhood. But now that you're gone, you know the sun don't shine, from the city hall to the county line. And that's why I said ain't no love in the heart of the city, ain't no love in the heart of town.
The most popular restaurant chain in the Bahamas is now in South Florida on 18450 Northwest 2nd Ave, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack. We invite you to taste the flavors of the island. Seafood dishes, crack conch, shrimp and fish, chicken snacks fried to perfection, baked mac and cheese, conch fritters and more. Follow Bamboo Shack US on social media. Taste the flavors of the islands at Bamboo Shack Restaurant, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack, always delicious, always.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC Superfast Fiber Internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com. Conditions apply.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
We're back on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm your host, Valentino O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie, Scrooge, MP. They call me you and I. You know, I have so many nicknames. I have Conca Leo in studio tonight, and our producer in studio is not another Mr. Wally. Excellent producer. And we're on one of the most fantastic shows on the airwaves. I want to give a shout out to my sponsor, Bamboo Shack, and the owner of that wonderful franchise is Miss Elaine Pinder. Wonderful, wonderful woman. And to her daughter, Yandy Pinder, who is following right in her footsteps. And to all of the customers that go to Bamboo Shack, Miss Elaine Pinder always coming up some type of discount or new recipe just to benefit her customers. She
keep
looking for
innovations.
Yeah. She's one of the first persons to actually go to get rid of the plastic containers for the food, plastic plates, and then she went to cardboard plates, even before we start to talk about recycling and needs to get rid of plastic. So she's always innovative, you know. So shouts out to Bamboo Shack, Missy Lane Pinder, and to our sponsor, of the show here today. You know, Conk, we was talking a little earlier about certain matters concerning COVID-19, and we must remember that in this case, I want to say that the Prime Minister made the right choice and not locking down the countries on Saturdays and Sunday.
I think so.
Yes, even though there's an uptake in the COVID-19 right now in the country, and we have lost, I think, over 200 plus lives.
People have to be responsible.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah,
we're going to get to that. That's why we want to talk about it also, because, you know, we have lost lives. There are many people hospitalized. Many of us has recovered, you know, and you stated, you know, the Prime Minister has left it in the hands of the citizens now, because we are well educated. We know we need to wear masks. We need to social distance. We need to sanitize ourselves and make sure at all times that if we have a cough or cold, we need to spit the excess coal out of our mouth. Please use the bathroom. Don't spit out your car windows, etc., because this could spread COVID-19, etc. We need to be more careful, like when we ride in cars, like I talked about that. We need to be careful that when we have a cough and we're running or certain people.
We should stay outdoors a lot too.
Yes. So once you're coming down with symptoms like this, you need to separate yourself. You can't cough and spit around people. You need to program yourself in these instances, because you have the power of life and death in your hands. And then you have the power also to lock down the country if you do not follow protocol. You know, and we're talking about these things. So, Kong, what are some of the things that you suggest to the Bahamians, even though we always complain about the government this and the government that, but us as citizens now that the Prime Minister has opened the country, so we can't hold him responsible for opening up the country, because many of us wanted for him to do not lock down the country, because we know and we've decided that, hey, we can deal with this. So the competent authority has decided, I'm going to put it in your hands, I'm going to put down certain restrictions, but they're going to have the social distance and all these, et cetera. I think this is a good move. I think we're responsible now. Like I said, we have lost lives. There are many people who are still fighting with the COVID-19, and many of those have diabetes, cancer, et cetera. But recently, we have a new screen that is...
school, Charlie, look at this, man. It's like... Like how Miles Monroe said about when any policy maker make policies inside the country where he live in, first thing you do is open up the Bible and you match up things. You match up what's going on in the Bible, the laws you want to implement in your country. It's the same way with the Prime Minister. The law of the land is the Constitution.
Yes.
The first thing any leader is supposed to do is look at that Constitution first before you start doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start doing things and it go contrary to people's constitutional rights, there is a problem.
Yes.
It's going to be a pushback.
Yes, of course.
But now, if you doing things and it's not in accordance with the Constitution, right? People start to have
better respect for you.
The most respect.
Step by step. Explain to step by step.
Then the next thing too. Man, we grown men. When you make mistakes, the only thing you could do is what?
Apologize. Yes,
apologize, you know what I mean? See, if you drop the ball, man, come on. Just look us in the face. We is your boys on the blocks. We is the brother around the corner. Man, let's apologize and let's move on. But if you can't apologize and move on, see, it's a thing going on in these political parties, right? In terms of you don't have to apologize. You know, example. Remember when the PLP lost the election?
Yes.
And Chester Cooper go on and say, you need to apologize? You see how much pushback people was carrying on? Apologize for what? You know what I mean? Chester realized, listen, certain things happen with people didn't like, and apology is all they want.
Yes.
And move on.
Yes.
He was man enough to do that.
And he was mad enough to do that, right? And he got screwed within his party.
People inside in the party was carrying on for them. But guess what? Who have more respect now?
Than Chester Cooper.
People respect him for the position that he made first.
Yes, he seems
so
to be.
So, like me, okay, example. When I started making videos, I made so much mistakes. spelling errors, this error, that error. You know what I mean? All I do when I make a mistake, I apologize.
Yes.
Sometimes people point this out and say, Conk, you missed this. Conk, you do this. You go, oh, boy, sorry, man, sorry. But you apologize and you move on. Mm. You don't care like you was King Kong. Once you apologize, people accept your apology.
Yes, good point.
So all our prime minister got to do, admit certain things that was wrong and move on by not admitting. By not admitting.
We know something.
People.
We know something up the pipeline.
By you not admitting.
Yes, we know something up the pipeline.
People saying, what? You know what I mean? For me, I'm wrong. I got to apologize. That's the way I care on.
Yes.
You know, but this environment, this country, it's all our own.
You know, with me, how you're talking like that. You know something the streets teach me? As rough and tough as I was living on the streets, I always had managed respect, and I always used to show respect to my elders, and I always used to apologize. I used to apologize to the younger guy who would me if I end up offending him in the type of way when I get angry and I end up cursing at him or anger, or I end up slapping him or something just out of anger.
Yeah.
And then when I calm down, I'd see him. And one thing I learned, apology is a very serious thing.
I'm telling you, man.
Because if I did that young guy who I slap with anger, he loved me to death.
Yeah.
Now I embarrass him in front of everyone.
Yeah.
You know something? I watched when I did that, and I looked at him, you know, because they would do anything for me when I was in the gang.
Yeah.
You know, because these guys didn't love me to death, because I was always a person you wanted to be around. And I was just mad at a certain incidents, and I end up slapping him with a thing. But this is the same little boy who would do where he'd go to the shop for me, and he'd be back in 2 minutes. I see the shop, must he? Down Wolf Road, and he'd be back 2-3 minutes, you know. And when I did that, I watch him sit down and step, you know, and put his head between his leg.
Mm.
And after I looked at him, I calmed down. I said, one sec. I said, what are you going to do? So being a man.
Anger.
Being a man.
Yeah.
I walked to him, and I said, man, I really apologize.
Yeah.
I lift him up. I said, man, if you feel fit, slap me in front of everyone and everything cool. You see, I say,
true that.
I made a serious mistake to you. I say, you're being good to me, man. I know you would do anything for me.
Yeah.
And I lift him up. I say, now if you feel fit, now I ask the boss.
Yeah.
I say, I lift him up. And I, in front of everyone, when I slap him the first time, this is just 7 minutes prior.
Yeah.
But when I looked at him sitting on there under the step, that like destroyed him. But when I lift him up, and I apologize, now you can slap him back and there's no problem. Look at me, the boys are laughing, man, aware of that. You see? And he's happy. And that changed the whole thing about communication with one another. It's very important.
That's the same thing what I try to say.
It's very important.
You know, remember this. People always remember.
They want to be respected.
No, people always remember how you make them feel.
Yes. Yes. You're completely.
People always remember that.
Yes.
You know, they always have a sour taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
You know, and see, it's political season right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, fool me once, you can't fool me twice, right? But if you make somebody feel a certain way, you can't go back to them.
No.
You know what I've done? You know what made me laugh? I think it was last week or week before last. So people was campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
Someone knocked on the door, right? Why you say, true. So people in the campaign, I said, why you want to talk to them? No, I ain't talking to nobody. So, you know, I go and put on my robe and I open the front door. When I open the front door, they look at me, you know? So, one of the guys them say, I know you. I say, you know me, so you know exactly how I always think, right? Yeah. I say, bro, listen. I waited all my life. You know y'all can't come around me talking, but y'all want me vote for y'all, right? I say, anybody who knock on my door, I won't fear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I say, bro, I let you know straight up. See, I am behaving so it's double-edged sword who's tell you one thing and switch later. No, I let you know how I feel.
Mm.
But I won't fear. So don't even try to convince me. All right?
Because you can feel it in there. You know all it's a scam.
Don't even try to convince me. I didn't make up my mind. I won't. That way, 2 years after the Free National Movement won the election, I realized who I wasn't voting for. Mm.
They proved to you with a shout out, dog, that your one vote is not going to them.
See,
you have 2 years in government. I just want the general public to notice that those in government. See, and you become the government of the country, you have roughly 2 years to make a change. After
a real impact.
A real impact. After 2 years, listen to me. The Bahamians are convinced without a shadow of doubt, with all evidence, we have come to conclusion.
That's right. After 2 years, people are starting making their mind who they ain't voting for. Right.
And that's how it is. You have 2 years
two
to
years.
Get agenda on your portfolio, what you campaign about on the general election. Because remember, we always come with a hard time at the previous government. So the Bahamian people are suffering from one government to the next government. So
Scrooge,
you only have 2 years.
The difference between me and a lot of Bahamians, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been traveling all over the world. From a young guy.
All right.
In 1986, around 86, the first time I ever went someplace far was Bangkok, Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
I always traveling all over the world. So my mind.
You had the experience.
Yeah. I look different.
You should.
Right? So when people start talking about it, oh, Conkley, you. Bro, listen, you have to understand something. I don't think like I used to think.
No, I don't either. I think about how I could better my country.
This country right here, supposed to be built, supposed to be producing millionaires.
Yes.
So when the economy flop,
we can handle it.
Bounce us back.
Yes.
If we all poor.
Yes. We all poor, and we saw what happened. In this pandemic, we have seen the Life of Key Foundation, we have seen Lenahan Bahamas, we have seen Walter Henschel, C.B. Moss, many more out there who themselves make up the slack because there were so many of us who were underprivileged and, let's say, poverty, couldn't deal with this pandemic. So it wasn't for those great organizations sustaining and supporting Walter Henschel, supporting Lenahan Bahamas, supporting getting the system from Rotary, supporting from the Life of Key, because those persons, like you said, if we were to create millionaires in the inner city community,
we have to own our economy.
Yes, like in China. They say that has roughly, it's increased. China has about 20,000 or more, 20,000. Hold on, let me get the statistics right. I had it in my mind when I was on the computer. And they said that their millionaires has increased tenfold in China. They have created many millionaires in China.
Third largest barrier reef,
mm-hmm.
right? We got third largest barrier reef. We're supposed to be teaching about marine biology in school. We'll be teaching marine biology in school. You know? Fishing supposed to be
our number one.
Fishing supposed to be something that we supposed to be able to deal with. The smaller country supposed to be on the map.
Yes.
What's so powerful about this little country? And I learned this because of our tourist product.
Mm-hmm.
Because of our tourist product. It gave every last Bahamian
an opportunity to succeed.
Every last Bahamian who live in the Bahamas
can succeed.
Has a platform
to succeed
because he was born or she was born in the Bahamas.
Yes, yes.
You ever watch a people's eyes light up?
Yes.
When they go up in Europe and think, man, people walk up to me and their eyes light up Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
This little place is a powerful place.
Of course, every movie that comes out in the world, don't care what it is, it could be John.
So
Vic,
why we don't feel powerful?
They always mention the Bahamas.
But why we don't feel powerful?
The astronaut from space who was up there for so many days, he himself, with all the places in the world, he looked and he saw the Bahamas is the most beautiful place.
But why we don't feel powerful?
We don't feel powerful because we treat one another badly. We
No. We don't feel powerful. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are segregated.
That's what I mean.
By
politics.
Politics.
Church too. The Catholic and the Catholic.
See, with me,
the Baptist.
I don't age. I really don't even worry about what people think and say. You know.
No. You 40. You 50 something. That doesn't matter because you're doing. See, you listen. That's why you don't have to worry about what people say. You know, my cousin always calling. You know, and he's a spiritual man, very intelligent, and he always calls from time to time, and he gets upset. One or two persons would say something towards him, but his input is so important that he is educating so many people. Okay, and the thing is, right? He is speaking to the world. Okay?
But they have it right, though.
Right, and he has it right. But there are thousands and thousands of people who are listening. So that's why what you said is so important. I want to say, because listen to this. See, Conker Leo ran out there, and through intervention, he decided to fight for a cause in the country, the filth, the cause, right? And that has been able to captivate thousands of Bahamian people to actually be motivated.
I never thought I'd be traveling all the world dealing with garbage.
Let me explain. A good intentions is always well rewarded.
True.
All right?
True.
Remember in the Bible they talked about the Gideon where a great army was coming and God's people were marching. And many men feared them because they were thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people coming to fight God's men. So God sent a certain king to go a certain spot. And the king was kind of afraid because a huge army, must be tenfold his army size, was coming and they were ruthless. And he said to them, go to a Pacific river. And he told the king or the general to make sure that get the soldiers who drink like a dove. Those who drink with their head down in the water, you don't need them.
Yeah.
And it came out to about 300 soldiers. And these 300 soldiers were the ones who were chosen from God. Now, thousands were there. He select 300.
True.
These 300 never chose a spear or bone arrow when they went to fight their enemies. As they approached them, the enemies approached them, a storm came, and all of the enemies fall off a cliff. You know why an individual himself can change the world? Don't listen to nobody. You don't need to know two people or no three people or no four people.
I learned that a long time.
One person can change the world.
I learned that.
Right?
I learned that.
Just like John the Baptist. He changed the world.
I learned that.
Right? You know what he did? They had not only them, but they had the entity pushing them. And they were able to captivate and change the hearts and minds of men. For instance, in your case, when you set out to clean up the Bahamas, you don't know where you're going to start, but you start.
I start,
You start somewhere.
Yeah, I start.
You start, you made mistakes.
Yeah, plenty.
And look what you're doing now. That has taken you to Estonia, all around the world, because what you're doing is every country in the world wants to clean up Mother Earth, because what is going on in the country of the Bahamas is a complete disgrace with all these old cars, all these abandoned buildings.
But Scrooge,
all this is a disgrace.
What I'm trying to teach a lot of Bahamians is to be aware of what's going on. The world has changed. The world has changed.
Wow.
And because the world has changed, you gotta change with the world. Okay. The reason why I said it is because, example, I just use this as an illustration. In the inner city inside United States of America, one of the reasons why they don't have old cars parked up around the place, because you have a lot of people that do chemistry. You know, you can mix chemicals together and you could put in an old abandoned car. And afterwards, after a couple of days, it melts and then it goes into the next chemical, and it goes to the next chemical.
Chemical reaction.
And it fogs the whole area. When you have people start having reactions and stuff like that. You could do that if you have all abandoned cars around the place. You don't know who is what is what, who doing what.
It's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous. So if you're going to have an old car on the side of the road, everybody ain't good, you know. You got some evil people over there too, you know.
Of course, of course. Who don't like their neighbors?
You got Drake, where he's saying, right?
And like Drake Field.
I'm talking about chemistry. Okay, example. The same way how COVID started.
That's chemistry.
That's chemistry.
That's man-made.
Man-made, right?
That's man-made.
And people could do the same thing. Chemistry could do the same thing in the more kind thing.
Yes.
You allowing people to be able to go and plant things in the more car because they dare.
Okay. We're going to go to the environment part. We're going to take this one call we get and see what this caller has to say. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Good afternoon, Scrooge.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine, and I hope you're having a wonderful evening.
Man, I guess so, man.
Okay, great.
Good afternoon, Congolese, Congolaya.
What's up, Don? Anything cool?
Man, Congolese, Congolaya, man. I mean, look like you let things pass through the borders. You ain't let Bob Marley through. I mean, he come through after a long time. Then finally let him through. But then, I mean, when the Beatles were live, we ain't let him here. But now they say Beatles in Freeport.
Yeah, we gonna talk about that. Go ahead.
I get the slip through.
Environment.
And them Beatles, they already here, you know, because they go on online and check out the species of the particular wood-eating beetle, right?
Yeah.
They're ready here, but I mean, how they got a whole shipment of them come inside here? And you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm saying beetle, the one that bite me before, they bite hard.
Wow.
They bite you. When they bite you, feel like someone must hit you with a baseball bat or shoot you or something. Oh. They got bite my sleep. I was like, what is this? The little black beetle. They bite hard. I'm telling you. And you know what? I mean, it's like, that ship was denied
access
when it went to America.
Yes,
they tell it, you know, garbage. Go, I don't bring that here. And they go on to
Freeport,
the Bahamas. How could they come? I mean, like, who manning the borders? I mean, that's lumber and lumber expensive and everything, but not contaminated lumber like that though. Even in the environment. Very, very dumb that they dumped that in Freeport, right? They ain't supposed to let that boat dock or nothing.
No.
Because them bugs, even though when they go to light them fire, them bugs
fly.
Fire don't be burning underground. They go underground.
Oh yeah.
You never try kill bugs and things like you say, like if you can burn a site. And them bugs, you think they stupid?
No, they know under the ground.
They know how to survive.
Yes.
Before he even reached them, they didn't burrow, and all they needed to do is get 1 inch under, and then they go a little deeper, and they grow. And you know what? After the fire is done, they're still there.
Mm.
How could a government allow that? I mean, we have frogs in Nassau with the
cane toad.
The toad, right? And it's like, so now they say, oh, yeah, they come back. They never was gone.
No.
They just multiplied by the 3,000 fuck.
What about the crocodile and the alligator inside Berry Island?
Well, you know, all of that, too.
But a lot of people don't know that, you know.
No, I heard that.
No.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
We have to be careful what we allow into this country. I'm talking about, like, certain, like, species because I'm, they have no predator for them once they get entered. They be the predator. Then the next thing, you know, we ain't got nothing.
Wow,
we have to be the watchdogs of our own country. See, a lot of us puts all the blame and everything on the government. The government, they're the policy makers. They're the ones who showboating. We is the boss. We is the real boss, you know. So we is the ones who have to keep them accountable, you know, because if we don't, what's going to happen is they're not good. See, they can't be two and three and four places one time, you know.
Yeah, but then, I mean, with that boat, that's a big boat, you know.
All right.
Like 550, you know what 550 feet is?
All right.
About like 4 to 2 acres.
Yes. First of all, I just want to say this. Our borders was violated because if there was denied access in the U.S., and they denied it, who gave them access for contaminated wood, knowing that these beetles has damaged many, many trees in America and caused destructive damage on many trees in America? Who gave the authorization to allow the contaminated container to even come to Freeport in the first place? That's the question that needs to be asked, knowing that these bills is a disaster for the forestry in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That's the question that needs to be asked, because if it was denied access in America, then someone had to give them access here in the Bahamas. So we need to look into that. The producer, Mr. Wally, said we have to take a break. Conquer Leo, and we'll be right back after the break.
No problem.
To the inner city.
Ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love in the show not for pity. Ain't no love. You ain't around. When you were mine, oh, I was feeling so good, 'cause you love lit up this whole neighborhood.
The most popular restaurant chain in the Bahamas is now in South Florida on 18450 Northwest 2nd Ave, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack.
we invite you to taste the flavors of the island. Seafood dishes, cracked hog, shrimp and fish, chicken snacks fried to perfection, baked mac and cheese, conch fritters and more. Follow Bamboo Shack US on social media. Taste the flavors of the islands at Bamboo Shack Restaurant, Miami Gardens. Bamboo Shack, always delicious, always.
Sign up for CostRite membership and join the Savings Club. As a member, you get access to exclusive discounts on your favorite grocery club packs, appliances, electronics, outdoor living, and so much more. Whether shopping for your home or business, you can enjoy low warehouse prices on quality name brand products. Your CostRite membership also allows you to save at other participating businesses, and Gold Card members can earn an annual 2% reward up to $500. Sign up for the CostRite membership today and let the savings begin.
Enjoy an elevated mobile experience with BTC, giving you
unlimited talk for the best conversations,
unlimited data for all your online fun,
and unlimited roaming to stay connected while overseas
for just $50 per line.
Unlock unlimited mobile talk, data, and roaming when you sign up for BTC super fast fiber internet with speed starting at 100 megabits per second. Enjoy more great savings and value. Upgrade or sign up today. Visit any BTC store or btcbahamas.com. conditions apply.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome to the inner city, inner city, inner city.
We're back on Guardian Radio 96.9. Our producer in studios, Mr. Wally. We got Conker Leo in studios, the environment man. We're in the second or third segment of the show because we talk about different topics. You know, we was talking about COVID-19. But concretely, I just want to encourage persons around the country to wear their masks.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister has given us a little relaxation now. You know, we're back at 10 o'clock, 5 a.m. We could live with that, you know. But that lockdown on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and that, we can't take it no more, you know. And like I said before, you know, there's a lot of persons out there who will pass away and will be diagnosed with COVID-19. I want to encourage persons out there to build up your immune system. If you look in the book of Genesis, I talk about the grains. So there's bush medicine out there that can build up your immune system. This could be a preventative measure so that you don't get COVID-19. And those out there who contract the COVID-19, many of you might not want to get the COVID vaccinated shot. So you yourself can actually heal yourself by actually self-containing yourself for et cetera amount of time, you know, get the best advice. You know, there's certain bush medicine that you can use. Don't listen to nobody, right? Bush medicine. Don't listen to nobody.
I ain't going to say the Prime Minister say no, who are with the best medicine.
Nah, listen to me. Let me say this to the Prime Minister. Every pharmaceutical drug that is produced today come from the bush medicine. All right, let me just say this. So he himself is a physician, supposed to know this. He himself, before there was even...
You watch it, right?
Yes, even himself knows this. When he was a young boy, his mom gave him bush medicine. That's why his immune system is strong today. All right? That's why we are strong today. Those sorcery and all of this and the fever grass and all that stuff. And we had the measles and all that stuff. The book of Genesis, so is the Prime Minister challenging the book of Genesis? The creation? Is he challenging the book of Genesis?
Well, I only say what he's saying.
So what are you saying? He's only a man. He is only a vessel. He is not God. So he's challenging the book of Genesis. What does the book of the Genesis talks about the grains of the land? He says the grain of the land is the healing of the nation. And the grains can heal any sickness on earth. There's no sickness in the world that cannot be healed with the grains. The Prime Minister is only a man. He can't challenge God's word. Tell him, ask him. He I don't know if he's a man of God. I'm not being disrespectful to the Prime Minister. But when you say these things, that bush medicine cannot do what? And God himself and all of the people, our descendants, use bush medicine all the centuries.
But see, that's why it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Mm. It goes all the way back to what I say earlier. Certain things, if you ain't got the right thing to say,
shut your mouth.
You know what I mean? If I ain't no mechanic, I ain't talking with no mechanic wick. So
he's challenging God.
No, you know.
The book of Genesis, tell us about the grain. And there's no one in this country. who, if they know how to use the grains, the sorcy, the olives, and combine these stuff, the moringa. The moringa is a tree of life.
Yeah.
All right? Moringa is the number one tree in India. What they're using.
You know it's a good tree too? That noni.
The noni.
Yeah, but
all these things, they spell up your immune system. What is a vitamin? Let me ask you a question. Okay, everyone say, take your vitamins. Do you think there's better vitamins than mixing all those vegetables together?
I have a little jar. Mm-hmm. I've been steeping for 5 years with this noni.
Mm. All right.
5 years. When you see me open it up, and I boil that right now, the only thing I'd be able to do is just take a little shot. A little shot. That's it.
You see the corn salad? Sour, pepper, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All that is build up your immune system.
Oh, yeah.
So
citrus.
So all that is a preventative measure. See?
Citrus.
These stuff. See? All these stuff that God put there for us. Right? If you don't want to use them, you don't have to use them. See, the Prime Minister now has reached a stage in his life where he is a multimillionaire and he is more into pharmaceutical. He forgot about the old way. Right? He forgot about the old way. But the old way is what brought us to this day. All of my genes and why I'm strong today is because what was passed on from my ancestors.
Mm.
When Christopher Columbus, the Italian, when he is the first European to discover the New World, world, the Bahamas, you know what he said? The people who were living here, right, were the most beautiful people and the most healthiest people he have ever seen in his entire life. And he traveled the world. But when he came here, he said these things. You know why? Because the Arawak Indians, the Lucayans, which is our descendants, they were eating off the land. He talked about the conch. He talked about the fruits and vegetables. They were eating the pears and the canaps and the dilly and all of this stuff. All these things combined together gives you vitamin to fight any bacteria. All right, right now, if I have a virus, a bacteria in me, I eat a little bit of garlic, some onion, and honey, and that opens my system. They ain't telling you these things.
Onion is good, boy. A lot of people don't know that.
And if I get a bacteria in me, like a long worm, and I want that to get out of my body, let me keep on eating garlic.
Yeah.
And let me consume that bacteria, that worm would come out of my system. So when the Prime Minister talks like that, I ain't the no one trying to play like no God, because it seems to me that they... and I ain't to that... The book of Genesis talk about the green, so I can't be in them.
Yeah.
Y'all don't listen to foolishness. Many of you who are home, you can use your bush medicine. That is a preventative measure for you not to be able to contract the COVID-19 because of your immune system.
Yeah.
And you know what your immune system is? Your stomach, right, Conkaleo?
Yeah.
So it means what you consume, right?
Yeah.
Most people who are dying from the COVID-19, it's evolving.
Yeah.
Akon, it attacks the immune system.
Yeah.
And if you look and you build your immune system stronger, then you will not contract the COVID-19. And if you get the COVID-19 and you get the COVID shot, they're still telling you if you get a treated shot, you yourself still can contract the COVID-19. So if the Prime Minister is saying the Bush medicine can't help you, the vaccine can't help you.
But see, earlier, what it was? It was 2 weeks ago, what he said. I say exactly what he say. For those who got the vaccine, you're out of the pandemic. You remember?
You're out of the pandemic? How could you be out of the pandemic?
Hold on. He say, the ones who ain't vaccinated, you're in the pandemic.
All right.
The ones who are vaccinated, you're out of the pandemic. That's what he say, though.
And then what they sell you? They tell you could get a treated doses and you still could get COVID-19 and spread it. Right?
Yeah.
So.
But see, you know, one of the most serious things is this, right? You can't have the citizens feeling like they're second class.
And like we know what's good for our body.
No, you can't have the citizens of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas feeling like they're second class citizens in their own country.
But Kong, basically, when
Americans, where they go, they just stick out.
Yes.
I'm American. That's how Americans just carry on, right? You have to go through all kind of restrictions. But when it comes to the Americans, they have no restrictions.
Mm.
See, you sending the wrong message to people.
Of course. So we can't use the Bush medicine, which is our inheritance. This is something that we as Bahamians for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, and then we got to bring to the new world. And some of us were already here. We always used the Bush medicine before there was pharmaceutical medicine.
Everybody's used Bush medicine.
All right. So,
the Bahamas.
So the prime minister got to be thinking in
but
a different
plan. But see, you understand something.
Hey.
The prime minister tried to get herd,
immunity. All
right. Immunity, right? So he's telling everybody the best thing to happen right now is the vaccine.
The prime minister can't challenge the book of Genesis.
Well, I understand you, Woody, Woody.
I know. Wally, we can take this call. We're going to take this last call. Go ahead, caller. Sorry, we're talking too much.
Oh, no problem. I'm enjoying the commentary, but just a few comments to make about the vaccine. I think vaccine hesitancy is kind of high because I think the powers that be who are responsible for, I guess, getting the vaccine distributed, they have been less than forthcoming and honest. And to me, they've come across as being deliberately, I guess, what information they choose to say and what they choose not to say and how they say, they come across very biased when they do it.
That's what it does. Yes.
And additionally to this vaccine situation, I can understand why the average grassroots man would be afraid of taking the vaccine. And if you look at, I bet if you look at the stats, I don't have official stats, but if you look at the stats, I bet you, I guarantee that the people that move richer and move more of a higher social class have no problem taking the vaccine. You know why? Because bad things don't happen to people like that on a regular basis. You just mentioned how Americans, when they're in any situation, I'm American, they got that country backing them, right?
Yeah.
Rich people have, like, the security. They have access to proper health care. They have access to good good lifestyle. They can buy good food, exercise, pay for the gym, pay for the doctor. These people grow up with nothing bad happening to them. People who live through being town and thing, they've been exposed to getting robbed, getting stealed, getting taken advantage of. And they're the kind of people who the big institutions tend to don't really care about that much. Whenever things happen to them, nobody cares.
Right.
So you can see why I feel the vaccine hesitancy has a lot to do with social class.
Yes.
Yes.
Additionally, too, I have to put a plug in there for the medical authorities. This is the last point, because I don't want to take up too much time, because there's almost time to go. But I can call no names, but the rhetoric has been lately that all of a sudden, it's a pandemic of the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, sorry. The majority of people, 97% who come into the hospitals, they're unvaccinated, right? And then slowly but surely, as time goes on, the truth coming out. From the jump, right? If they had said this, right? Let's say 10,000 people contract COVID, right? Out of 10,000, 5,000 of them unvaccinated. Out of 5 unvaccinated, let's say 1% get hospitalized. You think if they put them facts out there like that, it would have the same impact as saying 95% of the people in the hospital unvaccinated?
Wow.
So you see, it's things like this, what I feel is caused us to really
think between the lines.
Like, don't trust them because they can be very biased. And yes. They believe it's vaccines all about making money.
Right. Yes.
And don't mind Branson that's volunteering out there without a vaccination effort, you know. I can't prove this, but I feel strongly that Minnis, Branson Net, and all the wealthier people in the world and throughout the Bahamas have some interest in this vaccine. If these vaccines don't get pushed, they don't get a return on their investment. I believe all of them vested in this monetary-wise. That's how I feel personally.
Boy.
Money, ultimately. Uh-huh. You don't mind him that being out there by volunteering. This is a man who he ain't have no time to waste. Now, him volunteering, I don't see him as being a businessman doing anything for free. So I feel personally that's questionable. Like I said, I'm not saying this is a fact. I can't prove it, but I feel as though there's always a hidden agenda, and it always leads back to money. And to close off, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Wow. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
We have one more caller.
It make a lot of sense.
If the caller's on the line, caller, we could give you about 2 minutes. So please, you could.
I can make this quick, right? Good day, Congolese.
What's happening, man?
The prime minister don't believe in Bush medicine. Hey, that's how ironic. You see, you know the duplicitousness for this statement.
Yeah.
He damn trying to get marijuana passed. Why he believe in Bush medicine? Why he even believe? I call on that one.
Listen, that's a good one. Hey, that's the Grinch, right?
That's the Grinch.
Hey, Wally, that's the Grinch. You know, tomorrow one is the Grinch, you see? So, the Prime Minister, what would he say? Because, listen,
They can get it, boy. These Vietnamese people, they smart. Be smart. They can say, why are you getting the marijuana lessons legalized? Oh, Lord, that's a good one. Yeah, yes, but
one.
Listen, Vietnamese people, let me tell you all something. I ain't no Christian, all right? I lived my life trying to follow the Ten Commandments. I was a bad, troublesome young man, but even though I was a bad and troublesome young man, I had principle. I would never rape nobody. I'd never rob nobody. I never harm nobody. Who don't need harming? Who trying to attack me? If you're trying to attack me and trying to harm me, I can attack you and try to harm you. That's how it was. But I had principle, okay? And that has taught me a lot. And I used the Ten Commandments as my guideline. I'm no Christian, but I use the Ten Commandments. I'm not religious, but I'm using Ten Commandments as my guideline so that I could follow God's guideline. I think for those who believe in Christianity, they are not following the Ten Commandments. He made it simple. He don't want you to do all those stuff that most Christians do, or most people who believe they're Christians.
They turn it into religion.
They turn it into religion. He just wants you to follow the Ten Commandments. That's all he wants you to do. He don't want you to do all those stuff that you're talking about and all that. No, he make it simple. And that's confusing. But the Ten Commandments, if you follow those Ten Commandments, you would be okay. So you don't have to go to church, right, to follow the Ten Commandments. If you live in your house and you apply the Ten Commandments to your children and to your family, then your house is the temple of the Lord, and that is church. That's what the Ten Commandments are for.
The church is the people.
The church is the people. Yeah. And the Ten Commandments are our guideline. There's nothing in the Bible more important than the Ten Commandments.
True.
All right? Christ himself, John the Baptist, all of these prophets, Meshach, Abednego, and all of those prophets who are descendants, they followed the Ten Commandments. Yeah. That's why it's so important. You know, we are making it so difficult. And then we have smart persons, you know, who are making stupid comments like Bush medicine can't help you. So let me see. Prime Minister, you did a good job of not locking down the country. All right? I'm going to give you kudos for that, for believing us as behaving people. I want us as individuals to follow the protocol, wear your mask, social distance. Please don't spit out the car. If you're driving, you have a cough. If you come down with any kind of sickness, please isolate yourself. When you're going out to the bars and the spas, separate yourself. Talk to persons whom you might see coming down with some type of reaction. Speak to them. Tell them to wash their hands, keep their mask on, etc. If you're driving in the car and someone cough, etc., you have to be able to say to them, no, you need to go check yourself before you wreck yourself.
The best place to be is outdoors, though. Try to stay outdoors.
Yes.
Outdoors is the sun.
Yes.
Decide actually kill the virus out there.
And I want to say this to the Prime Minister. I'm not a disrespectful young man. But anyone who challenges the Bible, see, I know something with the Bible. I know that the people who they talk about, Moses, Meshach, Abednego, they have them as white. And this is not a racist thing. It was manipulated by Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
And he switched all the prophets. Now, there were some white prophets in the Bible. Don't get it wrong. There were white prophets in the Bible. The majority were blacks. And the majority, they switched from black to white to praise a false identity. And that what got many of us today believing that the Bible is not real. But all of those white faces are actually black faces.
I know that.
Okay? So the Christ that you see on the churches around the country, and you see now white, that is actually the grandchild of the Pope of a certain era you're seeing on the church. That is not the actual Christ with a black man with locks, okay? I just want to say that.
A lot of people don't even know they have black Chinese.
Black Chinese, yes.
A lot of people don't know that, you know.
You want to see in the Indian Islands, in India, they have some indigenous people who have been living there for hundreds of years, and they are black, but they are part of India, right? But you cannot go on their land. If you go on their land, they attack you. They are civilized.
Yeah.
We might call them uncivilized, but they don't have no interactions with the new world. Right? If you come in a helicopter, they shoot spears at you. If you try to land on their beach, they shoot you with spears. They would actually harm you. They will actually kill you. But they are black, but they're in India. If you look at most tribes around the world, you're seeing black people on the outskirts of the country. Blacks are actually the first set of people around the world until we lost our way. And that's why we get in this position we're in, because many of us defied the Father, we started to become lovers of men, mm-hmm. and we ran away from our actual, to help our brothers and sisters to actually deal with manipulation and control. No free will. Like how, you know, if the prime minister was to lock down the country and he used that as his benefit and used that power to take advantage of us, you know? And many of our former leaders did the same thing. They used their power and privilege to hold the masses. So to him, Mr. Prime Minister, when you say things like...
People gonna speak, you know.
The grains that Bush medicine guy up you, sir. You ain't God, sir. You ain't God. You ain't God, and you way out of jurisdiction. Because even you, sir, even you, like the caller said, he's trying to push the marijuana legislation. Even you, sir, still use the green. You trying to tell me, sir, you still don't use the green? You don't pick sorrows, you don't use sour leaf? You yourself still is used to green. So don't listen to nobody.
Everybody in the Bahamas says border with Bush medicine. Everybody.
All right, then. So you see, when we try to lose our way, when we try to become so technical advanced that we forget about our way, we lost our way. We won't go pharmaceutical. You can't see all the pharmaceutical drugs killing us.
Like I say before, if the message was being told properly, see, people ain't listening to certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, example. If you go and do a march right now, Scrooge, and someone say, "What you marching for?" "You marching for so and so and so." Who charged the march? Scrooge. "I gang. Why?" "I think he's a PLP, so I gang." That's how people is carrying on in the Bahamas.
Yes.
All right? Now, because the Prime Minister talking about the vaccine, right? You see that gentleman say, "Bread somebody this and that and all that," right? Because what transpire in our communities, right?
That's what we think.
People start saying, they have a hidden.
Yeah, even if he wants. Yes.
You gotta move certain people away from certain things.
Yes.
If you want certain things to happen.
Yes.
You gotta move them. When you start appointing this one year, people say, okay.
He gives one to think.
When you start dealing with the country, you gotta start dealing with the country.
Mm.
Forget the PLP and the F&M thing. That's what destroying us right now.
Yes.
The same PLP and the F&M destroying us,
Yes.
Because when you're right, the next boy say he won't go because he use the PLP, he's the F&M. He's the F&M, use the PLP. Divide conquer was what destroyed us.
And divide and conquer is also as part of the church denomination. Do everyone serve one God and one Christ, right? But in the church, it seems that there's separation with the denomination, and it seems like the churches can never get together to really make an impact where we have all churches as one, even though you might serve a different denomination, Anglican or Baptist. But it's still separation, like you state. There's always separation. You think the Baptists and Anglican are ever going to come together?
I know one thing.
Mm. You think they understand one another? So are we serving one God or one Christ? Now listen to me. God has many names.
See, for me, Scrooge, the other people out there, I don't even be worried. I don't be retorted to what they do.
All right.
That's their world. Like I tell somebody the other day, I said, listen, we all live in individual worlds.
Yes.
When our eyes close, our world come to an end.
Yes.
You know? So your world can't be my world. Your world can't be my own. And when you change your world, you just change the world.
Yes.
People say, you can't do this. You can. Yes, you can.
You could do, but listen.
When you change your world, you know what's so powerful to me? You know what's so powerful? When I walk inside the hotel, inside the studio,
mm-hmm.
I never been there for my life. I little timid, you know what I mean? I walk inside there, and I was looking to get my badge to put on my neck and everything. And I say, excuse me, I'm from the Bahamas. Where do I? Go over to the... When I walk over to get my band to put on my... All I hear someone says, "Conkale, Conkala." I thought I was in the Bahamas, you know? I look around, he say, "My brother, what's happening?" I don't know this guy. And that was his
like
guy.
Keanu Sue?
And that was this guy, my life. He come and he hugged me up. My brother, what's happening? How was the flight? And I said, everything good? We going to talk later. Me and this guy, we so tight right now. You know people just know you by just watching you online, sharing your stuff. Then afterwards, you meet them in person. And they tell you, buddy, I can't wait to meet you. We got to work together if we want a better Bahamas. We all got to work together. You get rid of from Scrooge?
Yes, sir.
We all got to stop saying, that's his job. That's, man, we got to work together, man.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I got a comment. I like this post here. This one Alexander Fox. He says, yeah, I don't know why the prime minister's knocking Bush medicine. In the past few weeks, my mom took sick and tested positive twice. My wife made her a gallon of Bush medicine, and in a matter of days, she felt better. And in like a week, she tested negative. All right? Because it builds up the immune system. You understand? So eat plenty of Kong salad. You know? A sour pepper and black pepper, tomatoes and onions and all that stuff. You need to add some garlic to it. All this builds up your immune system. And I'm saying this builds up your immune system and this stops you from counteracting the COVID-19. So this is a preventive measure.
I just talked to somebody who just come from an intensive care. Talked to him today. Came from an intensive care.
Mm-hmm.
COVID. I didn't know. Good friend of mine. All
right.
Good friend of mine. Yesterday, someone walked up to me and say, you know your boy was in the hospital? I said, no. I found out that he was home. I call him today. I call him and say, Conk, man. I said, but you're my lifetime. You are my lifetime friend.
Mm-hmm.
I know you from, you was going to school. I was going to school. You was going to school. All my life, you'll be my friend. You know? I said, not because you was a big shot now.
Mm.
And I, someplace else, I never changed, you never changed, you know what I mean? He said, man, true man, you know, I love you. I said, yeah, man, I love you too, man. I called and said, you doing, man? He said, boy, listen, this means a lot to me, you know what I mean? You know? That's a good friend of mine. That's Prickle, Dwayne Woods.
Wow.
From the Union?
Yes.
Yeah, good friend of mine, man.
Wow.
You know, what I'm having a speedy recovery, man. That's my lifetime friend, man, you know?
Yes. And I want to say this real quick. The beetle logs that entered our country, that's a breach of national security. We're endangering our environment.
Forests.
Yeah, forests. Those who allow the ship to enter the Bahamas should be investigated and brought or be investigated and see what penalty they're going to face.
How that happened?
Because if you have restrictions where the United States of America didn't allow the boat to dock because of destructive beetles, and then they say they refer the matter to the Bahamian's authority, and they allowed for it to dock here in the Bahamas. So that has to do something with the government. We need to look into that matter. And I want to say this to the Bahamian people. You know, when I look at the world, I look at the earth. The earth is living, all
right? Alive,
and
right.
It's alive. It's a mother to all of us.
But
all
right.
And we need to take care of it. I watch National Geographic and certain different elements, movies, and flicks about the earth. Do you know that all volcanoes are connected? All volcanoes. Don't care if they're underwater or halfway around the road or the next part of the world, all are connected. They have veins, you know? And do you know that there's a sea larger than the ocean that we see from space is bigger in the middle of the earth? That's crazy.
It's a lot of things we don't know.
It's a lot of things. So you know what this means? This earth is living. So when we just say we're talking about God, what if the earth is our God? Just say this.
What earth?
What if the earth is our God? Huh? And she's the mother of all of us.
We ain't taking care of it.
We're not taking care of it. COVID-19, okay. COVID-19 itself is a man-made disease. We causing all of this destruction in our world. You know, we deforesting the forest, which is causing landslide. We are creating pollutions with nuclear reactor status affecting the atmosphere. We used to send space shuttles up into space, and when they go through the ozone layer, they was using particular chemical for the gas, for the fuel, and that was destructive, destroying the ozone layer. And we, after scientific research, they have decided that it was damaging the earth, so they canceled that particular fuel they were using, you know? So even the space shuttle was damaging the earth. That's why we was getting some of those sun rays and forest fires. So we ourselves are destroying the earth, and we need to really protect Mother Earth. We completely out of time. You want to say something real quick, Kong, before we go? Let's close it quick.
Wash your hands, sanitize, stay indoors if you have to, you know. And just keep the Bahamas clean, man.
Yes, and build up your immune system. Yeah. Don't listen to the Prime Minister. Prime Minister, I'm very happy that you didn't lock down the country. Yes, sir. And you didn't hold the economy. But when you challenge the word of God, I ain't on your run. You did a good deed with not locking us down. But when you talk about the bush medicine can help us, sir, God says the bush medicine can help us. You're not God, so you're dead wrong for that. And you yourself still take bush medicine. You are still today healthy and the man you are today because your mother and father, and before that, were taking bush medicine. And that itself, what in your genes, to this day, and making you a strong man. Always remember that. Never challenge the word of God. So I want to thank everyone on Guardian Radio who listen to Guardian Radio. I want to say thanks to Conker Leo for being such a wonderful host. The producer, Mr. Wally, who always does a fantastic job. And to all the callers, you guys did a wonderful job. You should be real proud of yourself. And to all those who are listening, we'll see you next week on Guardian Radio 96.9.
The ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. But I doing the best I can. Trying to turn my